Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, and we are conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Okay, your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are entirely confidential. Okay, first question, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else, ma'am?
A female.
Okay. All right, and what is the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have, you know, received?
Master's degree.
Master's degree, okay. All right, ma'am, and are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yes.
Okay, and would that be, Mexican, Mexican-American, Chicano, or
no.
Puerto Rican?
Hispanic, from Spain.
Okay, so be Spain, right?
Yes.
All right. All right, ma'am, and what is your race?
White.
That'd be white, black, or African-American. Okay, white. All right, thank you. Thank you. Okay, ma'am, are you registered to vote in Columbus? Or, like many people, are not registered?
No, I'm registered to vote.
Okay, that's right. All right, ma'am, as you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus. Though sometimes, you know, things come up that prevents people from voting, as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain, probably 50-50, or probably not, or definitely will not vote or already voted?
Almost certain to vote.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and do you plan to vote by mail, vote early in person, or vote in person on election day?
Vote early.
Early in person, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am, how motivated are you to vote in November 2023 general election? On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated, 5 means you're just somewhat motivated, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote, but you can use any number from 0 to 10.
Oh, I'm extremely motivated, 10.
Okay, a 10. All right, ma'am, now I'd like to rate your feelings, rate how you feel about some people, okay, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, like a neutral, and 0 means that you are very cold and unfavorable towards them, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. If you don't know or never heard of that, you know, of that people or groups, just indicate so, okay? The first one will be the Columbus City Council, from 0 to 10.
No opinion, 0.
Okay, so be, okay, because 0 is like very cold or unfavorable, okay? 5 is neither warm or cold, like a neutral.
Okay, 5.
And then
10. 5.
Okay. All right, what about Emmanuel Remy?
5.
5? Joseph Montel.
10.
10. Nick Bengston.
5.
5. Shannon Harding.
5.
Louis Gill.
5.
Adrian Hood.
5.
Farhan Jetty.
5. I've not heard of any of the candidates that were running, to be honest with you.
Okay, what about Nancy Deoker?
5.
And Andrew Ginther?
0.
Okay, 0. All right, thank you. Okay, ma'am, and next are some questions about the upcoming election in Columbus, okay? Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither are exactly right, okay? The first one says, I would rather elect new people to City Council so the council can go in a new direction. The second one says, I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue the work they have been doing.
The first one, it needs to go in a new direction.
New direction, okay. I mean, if the November election for mayor of Columbus was held today, would you vote for Joseph Motil or Andrew Ginther?
The first one.
Joseph Motil, right?
Yes, I would definitely not vote for Ginther.
All right, and if the November election for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farhan Jetty or Nick Bankston?
I have no opinion. I have not read up on either one of them.
Okay, if you had to lean towards one of them, would you lean towards more for
I don't,
Farhan
I don't
Jetty?
Know. I don't know. I don't know either one of their records, so I don't know about either one of them, so I can't go one way or another.
Okay, if the November election for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Luis Aguil or Nancy DeOcker?
I can't say one way or another. I don't know either one of them.
Okay. What about if you had to lean towards one of them? Would you lean towards Luis Gil?
I don't know. I don't know about either one of them. I haven't read up on any of the people running for city council.
Okay. What about if the November election for Columbus City Council were held today? Would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
Okay. Well, we'll just go Adrian Hood. You're asking me about city council again, and I don't know anybody who's running for city council.
Okay. All right. No problem, ma'am. We'll just have to ask, you know, because that's a part of the survey, right?
I understand.
Okay. We take your answers as you tell me, okay? If you had to lean towards one of them, would you lean towards Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
We'll go Adrian Hood. That's fine.
Okay. Lean towards her, right? Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and this November there will be an issue on a ballot, you know, in the Columbus City School District that reads as follows. Okay, an additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements, okay, that the county auditor estimates will collect $99,104,000 annually, okay, at a rate not exceeding 3 mils for current operating expenses and at the rate not exceeding 4.7 mils for general permanent improvements, at a collective rate not exceeding 7.7 mils for each $1 of taxable value, which amounts, you know, to 270 for each $100,000 for the county's auditor appraised value. For a continuing period of time, commencing in 2023, first due in the calendar year, you know, 2024. If the election were held today, would you vote yes to approve or no to reject this measure?
I would reject it.
So reject the measure, right?
Correct. Yes, it would be rejected.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and the last few questions are just for a statistical purpose. We almost finished with this survey. I really appreciate your time, okay?
Yes, no
in politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I'm a Democrat.
Okay, Democrat. All right, and do you consider yourself to be a strong or not a strong Democrat?
No, I'm a very strong Democrat.
Okay. All right, ma'am, are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I am divorced.
Okay, so be separated or divorced. Okay. All right, and are you a parent or a guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay, and for whom did you vote on the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Oh, I voted. I voted for Biden.
So Joe Biden's Democrat, okay. All right, ma'am, and last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine, okay?
About $140,000.
Okay, so be, okay, 140,000. So be 100 to 249,000, that's what I have there. Or
yeah.
85 to 99,999.
No, it's above that.
The last one, the 100 to 249,000?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and your participation. Okay, you have a
all right, sir. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
Okay. You too, ma'am. Bye-bye.